Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time. Each for me is 6:40 Pacific Time, 7:40 Mountain Time, 8:40 Central Time, and 9:40 Eastern Time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and either TR90 or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit for anti-aging, all pushed together is one word. I am Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. And if you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial in to 712-775-8972, and when it prompts for the conference code, put in 910022 to join us live, and we would be delighted to have you joining our group. Our panel does these calls in support of your TR90 efforts, and this is a lifestyle change, so we're always looking for additional information to share with you that will help support that TR90 program, as well as going over bits and pieces of the actual program. I come to you with an education background and a huge interest in health and nutrition going back more than four decades. I had grandparents that were not in the best of health that made me want to stop and think, well, do I want to go down those health challenging paths? What can I do to not have to do that? So I've done many things over the years to stay healthy, eat right, and exercise so that I didn't have some of the issues that they had as they got older. With that being said, that TR90 program, when you're first starting out, is your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if you're not able to do that, and in my personal experience, which has been about 35-40% of the time, I was not able to, I had to take them with my meals. So take them with your meals if you can't take them ahead of time. My experience was that they actually worked quite well for me, but your results may vary. Once you've taken those supplements, remember you've got 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables that you should be eating daily. And those fruits and vegetables can be whatever you desire them to be. Closer to being fresh and in their natural state, the better off you are. So those fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats. Your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals that work in synergy with each other. And they will also give you fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety or that feeling of fullness. And the other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. For that, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber daily. And if you're getting all that fiber, well, you'll want to get up and get moving because 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week is the next thing that's on our list of things that are within that TR90 program. You can definitely do more, but do not do less. You can do a 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks. It can be whatever exercise you desire it to be. It could be swimming. It could be furious house cleaning. Whatever floats your boat and works into your lifestyle, that's the exercise for you, especially to get you excited up and moving. And if you're getting up and moving, you'll need to think about hydration. Hydration baseline starts at 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if, for instance, you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water and you build it up from there. Since if you're working out heavily, you can lose up to a quart of body moisture in an hour. You'll need to offset that 50 ounces by increasing your fluid intake to offset what you're losing during exercise. And the last thing that in all of my years of study has shown is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. It really sets your brain up for making good decisions, clears out toxins, repairs muscles and tissues, stores memories. It just does a multitude of what I like to call system. system resets while you're sleeping, so it's really important to make sure you get that good quality sleep. So with that being said, as usual, I'm always looking for additional information to share with you that will help support your TR90 lifestyle. And today, some information that I'm sharing with you is coming from a book that is called Eat to Live by Joel, J-O-E-L, Furman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N. He's a medical doctor. This book was published several years ago, but many of the things that he espouses, and one of his taglines is G-bombs, and G-bombs actually stands for greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds. He likes to go for nutrient-dense food rather than food that does not have a lot of nutrients within it. And today I'm actually sharing three dessert recipes out of his book that's called Eat to Live. And the first one is chocolate cherry ice cream. This serves two people, and the ingredients are a half cup of vanilla soy, hemp or almond milk, one tablespoon of natural cocoa powder, 4 dates that have been pitted, and 1.5 cups of dark sweet frozen cherries. So those ingredients again are a half cup of vanilla soy, hemp or almond milk, 1 tablespoon of natural cocoa powder, 4 dates that have been pitted, and 1.5 cups of dark sweet frozen cherries. You blend all of these ingredients in a high power blender until smooth and creamy. If you're using a regular blender, add only half of the cherries and blend until smooth, and then add the remaining cherries and continue to blend. A variation on this, you can use berries or bananas instead of cherries. Freeze ripe bananas at least 24 hours in advance. To freeze, you peel them, cut them into thirds, and wrap them tightly in plastic wrap. So that is the first of our three recipes. Our next one is called Jenna's Peach Freeze. It serves two people. It has 1 ripe banana that is frozen, 3 peaches or nectarines that are peeled and pitted, 2 medjool dates or 4 Declet Noir dates that have been pitted, 1/4 cup of vanilla soy, hemp or almond milk, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and 1/8 teaspoon of cinnamon. So you blend all of your ingredients in a high power blender until smooth and creamy. Note that you need to freeze those bananas at least 24 hours in advance. To freeze them, you peel and cut them into thirds and wrap them tightly into plastic. That actually helps give you the creaminess for your freeze or your ice cream, depending on what type of thing you're making. The next item, and as I said, Jenna's Peach Freeze, that serves too. So the last recipe today is the Yummy Banana Oat Bars. This serves 8. You start with 2 cups of cooking rolled oats, not the instant, 1/2 cup of shredded coconut, 1/2 cup of raisins or chopped dates, 1/4 cup of chopped walnuts, 2 large ripe bananas that have been mashed, 1/4 cup of unsweetened applesauce. And there's, I'll read the optional note here in just a second. And 1 tablespoon of date sugar, which is also optional. So add the applesauce and the date sugar for sweeteners and moisture bars. That's the reason why they've been included. So those ingredients again are 2 cups of quick cooking rolled oats, not the instant, 1/2 cup of shredded coconut, 1/2 cup of raisins or chopped dates, 1/4 cup of chopped walnuts, 2 large ripe bananas that have been mashed, 1/4 cup of unsweetened applesauce, which is optional, and 1 tablespoon of date sugar, which is also optional. You preheat your oven to 350 degrees. You mix all of your ingredients in a large bowl until well combined. You press it into the 9x9 baking pan. and bake for 30 minutes, cool on a wire rack, and then cool and cut into squares or bars. I actually would maybe lightly grease or oil the pan before you put those ingredients in so that they release and don't make a huge mess in your baking pan when and you're able to easily get them out. With that being said, at the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. We'll have Frank up tomorrow, and I'll be back on Friday. Just absolutely thrilled to have you along with us. If you have any thoughts or comments, you can share those either before calls or after calls as soon as I get us off mute. And if you're one of my shy people and are afraid to be speaking out loud, you can definitely send me a text to 503-502-4863. Just let me know you're part of the TR90 group so I can remove you from the spam folder so that we don't lose you forever, because I don't like to do that. I don't like to lose people. And this is Susan Mann for April 3rd, 2024, signing out. I welcome any thoughts or comments that you may have. So there we have it, my friends. Hopefully you found those three recipes to be of interest, something to try. I know that my new patients get bored with the same old thing, so I'm guessing that you might be the same way. And so I'm always looking for additional things to share with you that will help support our TR90 lifestyle. And if there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to go ahead and release us. Have a great day and make it great. And we'll see you back here tomorrow for Frank.
Thank you, Sue.